The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug through the archives and found a great vintage show to review. So gather round as the Wolf Pack goes on this Throwback Tuesday adventure.
This is Lacey G with the John Clay Wolf Show, and I found an interesting throwback for today. This is from back in 2010, and I have a feeling it might be a bit that Boppo wants to bring back. I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting. We'll see. But I'm going to kick off this throwback with an explanation from John on why he doesn't think this is going to be successful, followed by what may or may not be a successful episode. So enjoy, because it's something different from what you'd hear from us these days.
I can't host Stripper Roundtable and then be the mouthpiece for 1,000 car dealers across the country on Saturday the next day.
I absolutely agree.
All you have to do is bring it in and out a segment, just explain what's going on, and then throw it to the manager of, all right, we're gonna listen to some live interviews from Buck's Cabaret.
I can hear it now, John. We love the show. The real deal on Saturday has been so successful, but we can't have our name associated with what you're doing on Fridays. I'm telling you. I can see it already.
It's called window facing.
Then why are we doing it then?
Because I want to do it. It sounds fun. But I can't do it. Y'all can do it. I mean, why are you mad?
I'm not mad.
You get to be in charge.
No. I had a Steve Martin moment this morning. I woke up and I said, things are going to start happening to me now.
It's
going to
be a great... the ratings will run. We'll get 4 times the listenership off of this. That's another reason we're doing it. It will grow the show. It will grow the vibe. It will help this guy's new club. And it'll be great content.
And a fresh set of 8 fresh Hooters every
week. Right. I mean, how many guys can't go to the strip club because of...
Warning! It's the wife!
So how many people do you think will tune in every Friday at noon and watch the stream and love every minute of it? I think it's a great idea.
Are we going to run a stream on Fridays?
For their website, we will.
We're going to call it the Golden Shower. Caller, you're on the air.
Now, this is just my opinion, but I don't think pimping for car dealers is going to hurt your reputation of Stripper Roundtable one bit.
Fair enough.
What you have to understand is the amount of money that these car dealers put into their brand. I mean, some of them spend $100,000 a month. So just figure on average $1 million a year into building a brand. And if their voice for that brand is also hosting Stripper Roundtable every Friday, there's a little bit of overlay there that is a negative tone, I promise.
Well, yeah, but I don't think Stripper Roundtable's going to mind.
Jeff, just do what you tell me. Just call him a pussy, okay?
Well, now, come on. You know you're a pussy. I don't have to say it every time, Jeff.
You knew who it was. Yes. I'd like to hear your advice. 800-800-RADIO or 817-377-4346. 817-377-4346. Tell me if I'm right or wrong here. But I'd like to make the decision before, because here's what happens with advertisers. They don't like ask you to change something. They just cancel you.
Yeah.
And I've got too much to lose. I mean, my whole career is set up on the Saturday thing. We've just done a syndication deal. We're growing every week. We're right all morning long. We've been doing audio, doing shells. I mean, adding dealers. It's a big production. That Saturday thing is the career. This weekday thing is the fun. Caller, you're on the air.
You gonna have to pay a vig for taking up the girls' time?
No, I mean, because we're promoting the Buck's Cabaret that's opening up at the same time. And the gals are coming in here, and the manager is literally going to interview them on the air to see if they qualify to be a dancer. He said he's got 50 applications. So we'll just be like lining them up. Y'all will be lining them up and shifting them through. He's going to ask them questions. They'll be on the stream. Let the callers vote. Yes, no, yes,
now,
yes, maybe.
Now up for the interview. It's the main stage. It's Stephanie.
817-377-4346. 817-377-4346. If any of my dealers are listening, which I know some of them do, call in. Tell me what you think.
Hey, John, I just want to call out the caller on his gangster-esque speech there.
Yeah.
The vigorish or vig is interest paid on a loan.
Ah.
You're not paying vig to the strippers. Caller, shut up.
We knew what he was saying, though.
Them out.
Okay, so can we have strip club DJ up here to introduce each of the girls'
interview? I think that'd be a great idea.
It's like, you know, coming up next in the interview, blah, 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 however he does his little shtick.
I think it'd be great. I think we're going to have to get him to sign a release, too, so that we're not liable and Clear Channel's not liable for anything. What if the interview goes bad? What if something comes up? What if they say they were damaged by being broadcast?
Already covered.
See, Charlie, I'm a business guy. You got to think of these things.
No. The views and opinions of the following program.
Clear Channel's covered, but what about you? What about me?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, I have something to lose, and I don't want to get in trouble. I want to provide good quality, wholesome programming that is entertaining yet informative simultaneously.
This is informative. Yeah, this is informative.
Absolutely.
We're learning how strippers get interviewed.
Absolutely. I think that this is the beginning of a TV reality show.
Oh, is this what we're doing?
I doubt it's ours. I'm sure someone's going to steal it. I think that this will be the best concept.
Copyright it now.
I think this will be the best hour on DFW radio to date in this market right now. I think it will be an enormous hit.
We're going to have to come up with more than just having this guy interview him, though.
Turley, why do you worry? I mean, come on. You're telling Noah about the flood, son. I understand. We will keep the ball rolling.
Well, what's your thoughts on keeping it rolling?
I won't be here to do it.
No, exactly. We have to talk about this now.
Well,
besides having strip club DJ introduce.
But it's just one day a week.
Yeah.
I think
for an hour.
Okay, well, we do 5 hours on Saturday of bidding cars. If that's not the most boring concept in dialogue I've ever heard in my life,
what is? Well, but we spice it up, though.
Okay, do you not think that y'all have the ability to spice it up when you have 8 Hooters?
I do. I want to talk about this now because you're not going to be around to do it because you're scared of being around strippers.
Well, don't you think with all those Hooters in one location, it'll kind of take care of itself?
That's kind of what I think.
No.
You tend to alternate, don't you? You take turns sucking the fun out of everything in the room.
He's the worry ward of the group.
How's it sucking the fun out of it? We want to make it better than just, all right, stripper, tell us why you should be on dancing in my club.
I think that's probably the answer to that question will probably be the best content on DFW air to date.
Okay, you have that question, and then what? Because you know how these strippers, they're not very talkative.
Well, they'll want the job. They'll be more talkative during the job. I think the whole concept will handle itself. I think the radio goal will come out of the exercise in itself.
I think we need to find out the questions that he has to ask him beforehand and see if we have to
spice it up. You're such
a
worry wart.
If they're boring,
what do you spice it up with?
What is the last job you worked at?
Okay,
well, that's exciting.
Are you not interested to know if they're new strippers, if they're country girls, if they're still in high school, if they're divorced, if they've got kids, if they're going to medical school? I mean, all the answers to these questions are radio gold.
Those are, yes, but how long does each of these interviews last then?
We'll see. We'll hone it. And this Friday, we're just going to test fire it, and we'll figure it out. But the best way, just like the difference between U.S. corporations and Japanese corporations. I used to hear this in business school. U.S. corporations, when they're trying to figure out a marketing strategy, they're like, okay, ready, aim. Oh, hang on, let's reset the scope. Aim. More meetings, then fire. Yeah. Japanese is like, fire, and then look and see what you hit.
You have business model? Go!
Yeah, go, test it. That's what Friday we're going to fire. We're just going to take a shotgun, pull the trigger, and see what happens. And then we will have the answers to all of your concerns, Turner.
Now we write the fuse on this locket. It's no joke, Turley.
Trust me, Turley. My uncle.
How did the first 20 minutes go last Friday?
Terrible. And did we learn from it? Yes.
No?
Yes.
I disagree. I thought it was, airwise, I thought it was okay. It was kind of a bummer because it's creepy staring at a girl who doesn't know you're staring at her with all her clothes on. That's civilian creepy, okay? If she'd been naked, I think I would have felt better about it. That's probably obvious.
All I'm saying is we have to have some idea of a direction.
Oh, I've got an idea. And this guy.
What's the idea? Since you're not going to be here, we need to know it.
I'll be here for the first one.
Okay.
I'll help. You quit worrying. It'll be fine. It'll be a production masterpiece, and you will get all the credit. I'll get none, intentionally.
They'll
just say Merv Griffin Production at the end.
A Mark Goodman, Bill David Todman Production. What could possibly go wrong?
It sucks. That's the only thing I work for.
How could it suck worse than the conversation we're having right now?
One of them might.
Yeah, you guys, get your head out of the gutter.
Things are going to start happening to me now.
Here's your ticket to the first party of the weekend. VIP style. It's Strip Club Friday.
Oh, yeah!
featuring our roundtable full of Dallas-Fort Worth's hottest young exotic dancer. Brought to you by Bucks Cabaret and only on the Daily Nooner. This is Strip Club Friday.
Oh, boy! Hey, we got somebody get a hold of John Wolf. Hi, everybody. It's your Daily Nooner for Friday, July 30th. Nice to have you around the place. Strip Club Fridays. We've been excited all week. Somebody call John. John Wolf is not here. It's me, Bobbo, and Turley.
What up?
We got a Emilio special guest, and more arriving throughout the hour, I'm told. I don't think I can do it, Turley. I've changed my mind. Crazy.
Are you distracted by the pretty lady here?
Let's introduce our new friends. Big Cliff is a guy who's done some miles in the industry. Exotic dancing, club owning. Give us a little bit of your track record, Cliff.
Man, I'm very excited to be here, Bobbo. I've been told for years and years I have a face for radio, so this is where I belong, buddy.
Good.
Good to be here.
So how long have you been owning clubs, managing clubs?
I was in Las Vegas from about 1994, moved back here in 03. I built my first club in Northwest Fort Worth. Sold it back in October, and now I'm just managing this new one for a new group of investors that I'm really hoping to impress and get some other stuff done, too.
Bucks Cabaret.
Where's Bucks going to be located at?
We're at 2345 Meacham Boulevard. We're just west of I-35, about a half a mile on the corner of Meacham Boulevard and Mark IV Parkway.
Yeah, that whole area there is growing.
It's exploding. The Fossil Creek area, that whole area up there, it's the new center of entertainment in the North Fort Worth area.
What's your business model going to be, man? What's going to set Bucks apart?
Well, let me tell you something. I've been working on this for quite some time now, and I finally get to do the kind of club I've been dreaming to do all my life. I'm trying to take the best pieces of all the best clubs in the country, make it the funnest place to be. It's going to be upbeat. It's not going to be stuffy where you're going to feel out of place if you're not drinking champagne and smoking a cigar. We're going to welcome everybody from oil field workers to multimillionaires. You're all welcome to come. It's going to be the funnest place in town. We're going to throw the biggest party in town. We're going to have contests, giveaways, pregame cowboy parties, everything you can imagine. We're going to do it. And finally, this is the one I've been waiting for. I've got the right group of investors in place, and we're ready to rock and roll. 3 weeks from now, we are going to come out busting loose.
That sounds great. I don't want to discount any of that. What about the girls?
Well, let me tell you something. We've had a lot of girls since we started our ads last week in the Fort Worth Weekly. We're actually giving away a 2011 Mustang, brand new car, to one of our entertainers. We're going to make one of them really, really happy.
How are you doing that? Just for what, do they just show up? Or?
They show up. Every day you work, you get another chance to win it. The more you work, the more chances you have. We're going to give that sucker away. We're going to make somebody real happy. In fact, I was talking to a local dealer about this, and I said, the only thing, it's, it needs to be nice, but it can't be a standard. I don't want to have to try to teach someone how to drive a stick.
I've done that a time or two. Now, we have one of your candidates for employment right here with us, Miss Tess. Hi.
Hello. Hello, Cliff. By the way, that Mustang is mine.
Oh, we'll see.
I know how to drive a stick.
So the more they show up to work, no excuses, anything like that, absolutely, they're just kind of, it's like points on a scoreboard for them.
It's sort of. What we're going to do is let's say you're a night shift girl, then our shift starts at 7 o'clock. If you're on time, you're going to get two chances to win the car. If you're after 7, you'll get one chance. You'll accumulate chances to win over time. And after 180 days, we're going to give the car away. We'll keep a list on hand of how many chances you have to win so the girls can kind of keep up with where they're at. So you say, oh, man, this girl's got 100 more chances to win than me. I better work more often. So that's kind of the way we're going to do it. And then we'll have a big night where we'll do a big VIP party, and the girls will all be present. We're just going to give that sucker away, and they're going to drive off that night.
See, now, you're taking notes, I bet, from the school of Dennis Hoff, the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, absolutely. Friend of mine. Dennis Hoff is a really good friend of mine. We've actually worked together on a couple of projects.
Yeah, that's what he does with the girls. He makes the environment fun for them, and, you know, a lot of incentives besides the money, like giving cars away and stuff like that.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that I've ran into in my years in this business is that an employee who doesn't fear his job, who has so much fun at work, who loves who he works for, who gets paid very well and feels like a big family, is much more loyal and going to go out on a limb for you and do a whole lot more for you. And that's what the environment we're trying to create here, especially with our girls, is a place where they're always comfortable and they're not fearful and the managers aren't harassing them and they're just going to have a great time. And we're going to really blow this thing out. And I think everyone's going to be really impressed with it.
You've had problems with managers in the past. I've heard some stories.
You know, the stories I have in the strip club business can fill up 2 hours and get you in a lot of trouble with the FCC, so we're not going to go there. But, you know, I've got some major stories. I've had guys last half a day, and you can just figure out right away that they're just not going to work out.
What was the incidence in that? How does a guy do a half a day?
Oh.
Did you run him off or did he disappear?
No, you have to run them off. You know, they come in all talking a big game that, oh, I've got this experience and I've done this before. And they get in there and they're just following girls around like a puppy dog. Can't stop staring at one of the stages or, you know.
Yeah.
And
they're not doing their job.
Oh, and the next thing you do, they're groping girls. Oh, let me help you with that dress. Let me lift you up here.
Two at a time, right? Okay. So what's the ETA for your grand opening at Buck's Cabaret?
We're actually shooting for 3 to 4 weeks. We don't have a solid opening date yet. You know, that all depends on a few things. We got to get our inspections passed and get things going. But, yeah, it's going to be outstanding.
Well, is there a lot of red tape you got to go through for opening a strip club?
You know, the city of Fort Worth is actually very nice to work with. Yeah. I've worked with other cities on the West Coast that were a little more difficult. And, you know, they've got a set of rules, and as long as you follow those rules and as long as you do the right thing, then everything's okay. And that's why I like Fort Worth. This is my hometown, and this is why I chose to come back to Fort Worth to do this.
I've heard stories in Vegas that you have to pay off certain people.
Oh, Vegas is the worst. And I had actually a pretty good rapport with the Vice in Las Vegas. Uh-huh. We used to play hockey together and stuff like that. But back in the early 90s when I got involved, and I wasn't really in upper management yet, so I didn't have to deal with it, there was a lot of that going on.
A little under-the-table action. Yeah.
No, Fort Worth is a really great city. This is a can-do city. This is a city that loves their tax revenue. And, you know, everyone really gets along here and doesn't give you a lot of problems as long as you follow the rules. And if you do that, then everything's good.
I had you scope for a hockey player the minute I laid eyes on you, man. How tall are you, Cliff?
I'm almost 6'5", but that was actually 100 pounds ago. Come on now.
Really? And a bit of girth, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Great big son of a bitch. I try to make it a point never to offend anyone of your size, sir. We've got a busy show lined up today, and you can get the phone lines ringing. We're going to do a little segment we like to call Ask a Dancer. If there's anything you don't know about exotic dancers and what they do.
Ask a Stripper. Come on.
How they do it.
Why do you say, yeah.
Is it Ask a Stripper?
You're trying to be PC.
You can say Stripper. Yeah. Can you say Stripper on the radio?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, you caught me kissing ass again.
Yeah.
Phone line is open for you at 817-377-4346. We'll go through the interview process with Tess. Cliff, I'm sure you've got some questions you want to ask. Right.
I want to actually hear Cliff do the interview for Tess because I'm curious how that works. We have a couch over there. Does that part of the casting couch? Is that working strip club or no?
We may have to integrate that.
One of those questions will be, Tess, how long have you done it? And when we get to that, maybe you'll have some experiences you can tell us about too. We're all wide open ears and ready to party on Strip Club Fridays, brought to you by the Daily Nooner and Buck's Cabaret.
Back with more of the John Clay Wolf Show after this, presented by GiveMeTheVin.com. Here's your ticket to the first party of the weekend, VIP style. It's Strip Club Friday, featuring our roundtable full of Dallas-Fort Worth's hottest young exotic dancer. Brought to you by Buck's Cabaret and only on the Daily Nooner. This is Strip Club Friday.
What a cool gig. I was just thinking to myself, what a cool gig.
Does this song bring back memories, Bobo, of your strip club DJing days?
You have no idea, my friend.
Can you do a quick intro here as a strip club DJ?
I can dance this song, okay? I've been in and out of the industry myself a bit.
Let's hear Bobo do this. You know what? I got a song for you here. Let's see. Let's do... You know... Here you go, AC/DC, Shook Me All Night Long.
Actually, this could be an interview process for Bobo. I'm short of... Hey, I've got a couple DJ spots still open.
Do you really?
Here we go.
All right, guys, get ready. Tony to the bar stage, on the main stage, all the way from Oak Cliff. We got your Black Beauty. Get those singles ready. It's time for a Feaser Dance with our girl, Carrie, at Butts Cabaret.
That's good.
That's all fakey.
And you had to do that for, what, 4-hour shift, 5-hour shift?
It was 7.
Oh, 8.
Oh, my God.
7 or 8 hours. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was 7 when I was in, because they closed late. I would leave my regular day job and go to the club, out Wichita Falls, and I'd show up like, you know, 5, 6, and just stay till they closed it down.
Buck's going to be open to what, 2?
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got full liquor, so we got to close at 2.
Now, is Buck's going to be totally nude? Or?
No, you okay. Can't be if you have liquor.
Okay.
You have to be topless only. If you're BYOB, you can go totally nude, stay up until 4 in the morning.
Let's say hi to Tess.
Yes, let's do that, please.
Hi, Tess.
Hello.
Where are you from?
I was born in Vegas, grew up Arlington, Mansfield area.
Yeah. How long have you been in the industry? How long have you been dancing?
Not even that long. I've been in the industry for 1.5 years. I've only been dancing for half of that.
locally, so, mostly?
Yeah. I waitress at Fort Worth Gentlemen's for a year. That's where I started.
Ah, so that it's kind of like the minor leagues when you're a waitress. You start off, you get a taste, and then you...
They tell you to keep... They tell you to dance, and you don't do it. You don't do it. Then you finally give in.
Yeah, so because, you know, that happens a lot when guys go to the strip club. They always end up asking the cocktail waitress, oh, come on, dance for me. Come on. Here, I got some money right here. You, so you're saying you never did that?
I didn't say I never did that.
Ah, okay. But you saw the girls up on stage, and you said, you know, I could do that.
I knew I could. I just didn't for a while.
So you're in the biz for about a year.
Okay.
You did the waitress thing.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy yourself?
It was so much fun. I had a great time.
What's the percentage of girls who waitress at a club that turn out dancing?
It was actually like a running joke around there. I lasted the longest. The year was pretty good.
Really?
But I would say, what, Cliff, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Oh, yeah. The girls realize that they're going to walk out of there with $400 or $500 cash, and they're done. If they're good-looking enough to get on the pole, they're on the pole.
Right, right. Lure of easy money.
Hey, you want to take a call real quick, Bubba?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, brace yourself. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, make sure y'all turn that AC down so you can see the girls' headlights.
Will do, caller. Thanks, man.
That's a good point.
Phone lines are open,
Ricky,
for you,
turn the
too.
AC down real quick.
At 817-377-4346. It's 817-377-4346. If you want to get in on the party, that is Strip Club Friday. Okay, Tess.
It's time to interview, right?
You ready for this, Cliff?
I'm ready.
Are you taking notes?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, we've already covered how long you've been dancing. Basically worked as a waitress for about a year. You've been dancing for a while after that. You are enjoying it. You are having a good time, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
What made you decide to go and be a waitress at the club?
I just moved back from Vegas. I moved out there in 08, stayed there for a couple of years, and came back. And I was just looking for fast, easy money.
All right.
And it was the first club I applied at, and I got hired on the spot. So I just kind of stuck around there.
There you go. Is the fast, easy money there?
Yeah.
I mean, would you recommend this to other girls who are thinking, you know, what am I going to do?
I mean, I remember when I used to waitress in a restaurant and work my ass off and make about half what I make now.
Right. Okay. Well, I realize it's a bit taboo and, and by all means passe to ask a lady how old she is. How old were you when you started?
When I started, I think I was 19 when I started.
19. It's a beautiful age.
19.
19, Charlie. Yes. Do you remember 19-year-old?
Oh, I do.
Excuse me.
We had to take a moment there.
I'd gone to the Bahamas for a little while. How long do you plan to keep dancing?
I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun right now.
Right.
So I'm just kind of going with the flow.
You haven't got a clock on it, right?
I don't.
Cliff, that's not a long term. That's not like a prime prerequisite, right?
No, it's not. You know, a lot of girls are trying to pay their way through school. A lot of them are trying to save up for a car or a house. And what are you going to do? Go work at a veterinary clinic making $8 an hour, $10 an hour? I mean, that's not going to make your way through TCU.
Right.
Tess,
right.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You really had to ask that question.
Hey, we're interviewing you, right?
5 years on a beach? No, in 5 years. I haven't really planned that far, to be honest with you. I'm just kind of going. I've already done the school thing. I went to CSN in Vegas. And right now I'm just kind of kicking back, hanging out at the club, having a good time. Making money.
I know there are 100 ways to approach the schedule that is pretty much the night owl schedule.
Okay.
How you do? You know, you sleep late probably. Mm-hmm. You're up late. Club closes late. Are you, you got a pretty strong work ethic. I mean, you're there all the time, aren't you? You're like, this is that period of your life, early 20s, when you work.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, when I was a waitress, I worked a lot more. Now that I'm dancing, I work a lot less.
And we're going to get into some of the more personal aspects, too. And our listeners can call, too. You can ask Tess anything you want to know about being an exotic dancer.
Go ahead.
The day-to-day, you know, the nuance of it. Our phone line's open for you, listener, at 817-377-4346. 817-377-4346. It is Strip Club Friday. Now, here's the kicker. Here's what Big Cliff wants to know.
Okay.
So I want you to be impressive. It's gonna be really hard for you not to be impressive. Look at that smile, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking a little lower there.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm looking Tess right in the eye, and I see a goddess.
Thank you.
You've got a big, beautiful smile, darling.
Thank you.
Long dark hair. Just, oh my goodness.
We're interviewing, Bobo. Come on, now you're getting distracted.
I'm doing it. Cracker. All right. The question, here's, I want you to be impressive, and I can't imagine it would be difficult for you to be impressive, all right? Here's what Big Cliff really wants to know is, what do you think is going to make you a perfect prime candidate, perfect fit for Buck's Cabaret?
Okay, well, Cliff is actually the longest I've worked with Cliff so far. I really like him. I mean, he's a fun guy. I love to work with him. So I'm thinking that when the club opens, the managers, I've already been friends with them, worked with them before. I'm really excited about it. I'll probably be there most of the time, on time, especially because I'm getting that Mustang. Right. Girls, you're going down.
See, she's already got goals.
What do you think about the incentive? Is that kind of new? Now, I know you haven't worked a lot of places. I mean, do they ever
Cliff
offer anything just for attendance?
Cliff is the only one that does cool shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
There you go. You're
That's
cool.
All right. We got you. You're we cool. dumped it. It's all good. Now,
you want to? Sorry.
Now we can take some calls if they want to ask interview questions for Tess here. 817-377-4346. 817-377-4346.
Got a caller on line five right now. Hi there, caller. You're on the air.
I just wanted to know what kind of relationships they have outside or inside the club.
Ah, he's already doing Ask a Stripper.
That's
here.
A whole other segment right there. We can burn 2 hours.
Thanks
well,
for
let's get the thing heated up. Just lined up a little bit. Can you answer that, Tess? You've only been in
that.
For a little
no,
while.
No, I can answer that. Me personally, I don't really mix the club with playing. Don't really mix business with playing. So at the club, I have friends, but outside the club, I have a different set of friends.
Hey, Cliff, if I was a manager, I'd like to hear that because that means she's there to work, not
that's
to play.
That's absolutely right. And you know, it's a great business for a girl that looks. You know, even half as good as Tess does. I mean, she's billboard quality. You can tell that by looking at her.
Now, you're on 1190. Your AM dial's beginning to melt off the front of your car stereo, right? That's because this is Strip Club Fridays, brought to you by the Daily Nooner and our new friends at Buck's Cabaret, opening soon in Fort Worth, Texas. Do you love the sound of that?
I love it.
Buck's! That's when I go into wacky FM announcer mode, Buck's Cabaret. it slips right off you, you know? That would be... Are you serious, Cliff? You might have a job out there for a fella.
Absolutely.
Man.
Come on, come hang out with me all day.
I'd love to. I'm dying to. I don't have a lot of time, you know. You know what I mean, I got a dog to take care of.
Now, Cliff, do you have any other questions that
my
you
girl
ask,
Mandy would never go for that.
You ask the girls when they come in for an interview?
Well, yeah, a lot of it is, you know, is how often can you work? And I'm really interested, too. If they're actually going through school or they've got kids, I'll work with them on the hours they have. If they can actually prove to me and bring me a schedule that they're in school, everyone's going to tell you they're in school. It's whether you are or not. You know, I really try to work with those girls because we're trying to better them. You know, the happier they are, the better off we are.
Makes your job easier.
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds to me like Buck's Cabaret is a perfect fit for Tess.
It is a perfect fit for Tess. She's definitely billboard material. I think she'll be on some of our advertisements.
So you know, if what you're each looking for is mutually congruent. I mean, I think we've got a hire here, Cliff.
Absolutely.
I know I have no say in this. It's not my club.
Oh, you do have some say. Come on, you're my official hire.
I'm not trying to do your damn job for you. Cha-cha.
It'll make my life easier that way, too.
I like this girl a lot.
I'm just going to have him call you.
Thank
How about
you.
That?
I like this girl a lot.
Now, when you say billboard material, it means actually literally on the billboard.
Yes,
for you.
Literally face on the billboard.
Do you give they get a little extra
Absolutely.
For doing that?
Okay. Absolutely, they do.
Nice. Okay.
All right, we've got a new arrival and another prospective interviewee.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? I'm Bobo.
I'm Veronica Vines. What's your name again?
Veronica Vines?
Yeah.
that's a professional. That's a good professional name.
Yummy name. Yes, I'm Vicky Vale's cousin from Batman.
Far out. Okay.
The gothic sexiness.
Are you a comics girl?
I am. I dig some comics. I used to read them back in the day, and I watch all the new movies that come out. You know, the X-Men, the Marvel stuff. I was really bummed whenever Disney Studios bought out DC. So everything's going to be all PC now with Disney. But we'll see what they can do with these movies.
Maybe not. They ran Miramax for years. You know, so true. A lot of Tarantino stuff
getting geeky here. All of a sudden, what's going on here?
Oh, I know. What the hell, God.
Hey, let's get back to Strip Club Friday.
We're in so much damn trouble here. Okay, Veronica, nice to have you along for Strip Club Friday.
Thank you.
We're going to interview Veronica and do some other stuff. Turley, I've got to hear this audio clip of what you call the meanest prank ever pulled. It sounds great. Do we have time for it, or are we too close to break?
We can do it real quick here, yeah. All right, so this... let me get it set up here. There's a... It was overseas somewhere. I'm saying to say Brazil.
Is it even real?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You be the judge if this is real or not. A guy was flying a single engine airplane, and all of a sudden he decides to pass out.
The pilot passes out,
right? Now, he was, of course, faking it, and his friend was videotaping, and you got to listen to his reaction here.
Just
passed out.
My dick. My dick. Ah, got on. Ah, my dick. Ah, 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 boy. Ah.
God Almighty.
Got on. Good night.
Now he gets up, turns around, and smiles at him. Now, if that's real, if that's real, that's got to be one of the meanest. Because that guy, you can hear him in his screams. He's thinking he's going to die.
You know
he's
what, Charlie?
This is the end right here.
You know what my friend Charlie Murphy told me? This is Eddie Murphy's
the darkness.
Brother, right? Yeah,
it's Charlie Murphy.
You know what he told me personally? Oh, yeah. He said, Bobo, if it's mean, but it's funny, you go for the money.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good prank.
Those are the kinds that everybody laughs at. You want to see people in pain. That's the best.
Well, it doesn't always work, and it may be because I'm just not a very good damned actor. But I mean, I fake seizures around here all the time. Yeah. Nobody seems to notice.
Okay, yeah, but if it's mean and you can kill the guy, you can give him a heart attack. You think that's? I would have a heart attack if I was taping my friend flying a plane and he passes out. I don't know what the hell to do.
Well, everybody's so serious. You know, it can go a lot of ways, Turley. We got to take a break, man. Do some CNN news. Coming up, Turley's audio clips of the day. We'll do more dancer interviews. And, of course, Ask a Stripper is coming up with your phone lines open at 817-377-4346. Stick around. Strip Club Fridays will continue on the Daily Nooner right here after this.
GiveMeTheVin.com presents The John Clay Wolf Show. We'll be right back after this.
Turley, what's going on? Where's Tess?
Oh, she's over next to me now.
What did you do? Oh, hi, Tess. There you go. God, I miss Tess.
That's okay. You switched her for two other girls that can keep you warm over here.
I cannot complain. Veronica, hi.
Hey, baby.
We've had another arrival, too. Hi, what's your name? I'm Bubba.
Autumn.
Autumn.
Yeah.
I love that name.
Hey, can you do a favor for all those listeners out there on the radio?
Yeah.
Who are listening? They want to know what these young ladies look like.
Okay, you know what? Tess,
you did a great job describing Tess. Okay. Too good of a job, in fact.
I didn't want to miss any bases, all right? Veronica is what I would call textbook buxom.
Buxom.
Can I just say up top?
Uh-huh.
My God.
Oh yeah.
It's in there. Beautiful eyes. Deep eyes.
Yes.
Deep eyes.
That's
beautiful
all I got
smile.
That steam.
like a hometown girl wholesome almost deal.
I got then I've got you fooled, that's for sure.
Really, I don't doubt it.
And you know what? I dig a chick that can wear a hat and she can wear a hat.
Can I pull it off?
Yes, you can pull it off.
Our hats
yeah.
look real similar too.
Yeah.
She's that ultra rare dark strawberry blonde. Like a strawberry brunette, would you say?
I'm whatever you want me to be, baby.
My gosh,
Veronica comes to my lake party, she's not wholesome.
Oh no. Me and my octobong. I'll tell you. We get plenty of beer on.
right?
We kill a keg in no time.
So you're a beer bonger too?
Oh, you know it. I'm a Texas girl. All
really
about the beer.
They bring an 8-man beer bong. 8 people at one time.
We're going to have to do that together sometime.
Oh, y'all would love it.
I'm dying to
love
do
it.
Okay. Veronica, we've got your interview coming up. In the meantime, awesome. Autumn, you stand by, okay? We'll say you're bar stage right now.
All right.
on your way to the main
I'm
stage.
Waiting my turn.
Just in time, okay? Veronica, this is the interview. Now, Big Cliff has come in and asked us to ask some of the quintessential questions that he wants the answers to see if you're going to be a fit for Buck's Cabaret.
Uh-oh.
Opening soon in Fort Worth,
Texas. Okay, the pressure's on.
Okay. This is a new joint. No, fellas, it's not open yet. When it does, the Daily Nooner, our staff, we're ground floor. So there'll be a lot of giveaways, a lot of stuff that's exclusive to you guys. But, man, Cliff, you're really throwing out. I mean, you learned the trade in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. It's a little different out in Las Vegas. It's a little more... came here, but we're just trying to do stuff new. We're trying to give everybody something they have not seen before, and I think that's the key.
Well, and a new car incentive for the girl who shows up most consistently on time.
That's awesome.
That's great. Well, that's a good way to get
that's
that done.
Hard to find.
Veronica, that's enough Millie Mallion on my part.
Yeah, back to me.
How long have you been dancing?
For a while now. I would tell you, but I don't want to taunt you too much.
you don't want to date yourself?
Yeah. Well, no, not that. Okay. I just I want to see what else you got. What else? Throw it at me.
She wants to intimidate me.
Give it to me. Come on, baby.
I like Veronica a lot.
Calm down, Bubba.
What else you got?
I'll have my first heart attack right here in this room. I guarantee. How did you get into dancing? I mean, what made you think one day, hey, I'll do this?
Well, honestly, I think women are hot. Women are beautiful. And this is a great way to open your horizons. It's a great form of entertainment. You get to not only, you know, pick your own music, you can choreograph your own dances. You get to pick your own outfits and, you know, look cute and feel great about yourself. And you make a lot of money real quick. So, you know, I mean, it's really hard to turn down. It's really a huge incentive in itself.
That's something similar to what Tess said. The money has a lot to do with it. I mean, is it that strong of an allure, really?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's definitely an advantage, but you get to meet so many different people. This is one of those things that a lot of people come in town and they want to go be entertained. They want to have a great time. And what else but booze and boobies? What would you want to have a good time? Well, there's Six Flags and all, but
amen.
But those rides aren't as fun.
Exactly. Exactly. Right, there's no pulls there.
Tell me this, and I would never ask your age here on the air. We're all entertainers. You won't ask mine.
Okay, right? I'm 21.
When did you start? How old were you when you started?
I've been doing it for about a year now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
You seem seasoned. So you've approached this from the total
I'm
picture,
an old
though.
Soul.
I mean, you're talking about choreography, you're talking about business, you're talking about money, you're talking about fun.
You know, because it's all that. It really is.
Are you catching all this, Cliff?
I'm listening to every word.
I forgot I'm on the chopping block.
might have another very positive candidate. Okay, how long do you plan to be in the industry?
Honestly, as long as I can take advantage of it for. Huh? Yeah, I mean, you don't want to see, you know, older ladies, you know, shaking what they got. If they can work it, good for them. But, you know, bodies deteriorate as time goes on. So you really got to take advantage of it while you can, while you're rocking it hot.
She's going to do it until she finds a sugar daddy. That's what she's going to do.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned the older women, because one of the things we're going to do, I'm on a quest to find the hottest cougar in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm going to have a contest. Listen to this, ladies and guys that have ladies that are hot. If you're over 35 and you think you're the hottest cougar in DFW, I'm going to give away a trip to Las Vegas and $1,500 cash. I want to find the hottest cougar in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call us on the number. Look us up. Come by. We're going to start that probably the second week of September.
What is the number?
And Ask and Answer is coming up, so if there's anything you'd like to ask the ladies about while they're here, take full advantage. Our phone line's open for you at 817-377-4346. That's 817-377-4346. This is Strip Club Friday on the Daily Nooner. Now, and this is a sticking point, and I'm told not to vary on this question at all. Just tell me, Veronica, what is going to make you a perfect fit for Buck's Cabaret?
I pretty much said everything I think would make me the perfect candidate. I
love confidence. Yeah. I love her confidence.
I mean, you just look at me, listen to me, and I love to cozy up, so we'll just say that much.
You know, I don't really date much in the business, but I'm considering it right now.
Okay.
My God, you got a hot voice.
Well, then I may need to interview you.
Ooh, she's
got a we'll do that after the show.
I'll write up a few questions, baby.
This is going extremely well.
I know. All right, got one more candidate, Bobo.
Come on. It's Miss Autumn next.
All right, Autumn, step up to the microphone. We'll talk to you a bit about this. Hi, Autumn.
Hello.
Describe Autumn. She's got a very exotic look to her.
Very. What's your heritage? What's your lineage?
I'm Asian and just white.
Yeah. You have awesome eyes. You have a really different gaze to you. I mean, the face, Turley.
Oh, thank you.
That's what seems very exotic.
Beautiful smile.
Okay, y'all are making me blush. Good thing we're not on camera.
those lips, those eyes, those nose. Good God. I don't think dirty blonde in the dancer occupation. I don't think that's a bad, you know, that's not a derogatory statement at all.
No.
You're like
the dirtier
perfect
the better.
Dirty blonde, right? The dirtier the better.
What's the measurements, by the way?
Actually, it's really, I don't want to put it on the air, but it's like 34D. 22-4 and like 32.
Wow.
That's qualifies right there, I would say.
hold on just a second, okay?
You need a moment, Bobo, again?
All right.
Hey, we can go ahead with the interview, but you're hired.
I'm ready to work.
Very good.
Should I start now?
Tell me this, Autumn. How long have you been dancing?
I've actually been dancing for about 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a seasoned veteran among us right now.
Yeah, I guess you would consider that, yeah.
We've got a segment coming up, Ask a Dancer.
Oh, gosh.
Ask a stripper. Come on, just say it, Bobo.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have to be PC.
Come on. And I've got some questions that I've always wondered about. I know our listening audience are generally a bunch of guys, and they have questions too. So I'm gonna really, really focus on you. We ask some questions a little later.
All right, I'm ready.
As for the interview, why'd you get into dancing?
Really, honestly, my rent was due, and
really,
Target wasn't paying the check fast enough.
Honesty.
It was the money.
Yeah.
We hear that time and again. And there's nothing wrong with that. Show biz, it is show business, right?
I love money.
Okay. How old were you when you started?
I was 18.
18?
Yeah.
How common is that?
I think it's pretty common, actually. Most girls are just like, I'm ending up naked at all these parties. I might as well go get paid
nice,
for it.
Nice, yeah.
Hey, Bobo, we had a young lady come in last week and applied, and she had turned 18 4 days before.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's pretty common, right?
It's real common.
As soon as I'm legal, I'm going to go out and make myself some coin, right?
Oh, it's time to get out of the house. It's time to get a nicer car, and there's only one way to do it.
I'll tell you, it's always easy while you're holding currency, right?
Yes. Everything's better with money.
I understand wholeheartedly. How long do you plan to do it?
Until the money starts to slow down. Right now, it's pretty good, so I'm not
seeing
a close end in the future.
This is just my own question, okay? But you having a good time? I mean,
I like it. I mean, it's a fun job. I get to party. I get to drink. I get to meet a lot of awesome people.
Right.
All things I would like to do for free.
I've got to see you do it. I've got to see you down.
I'm ready.
I can see.
There was a pole right here. I'd be here right now.
There's a pole right here.
Whereas Veronica exudes great confidence. I mean, you've got a real professional, seasoned, go get them kind of a deal coming out of
you. I think you just talk to a lot of people and you just get really comfortable, like meeting new people and carrying on conversations and getting to know them.
My God, you're just gorgeous.
Thank you.
How do you do it?
Hit me up later.
your skin tone and your hair color.
Thank you.
See, Baba would be the easy one right here.
Beautiful face.
You walk in.
Do you have
club?
Any money on you right now?
I can't see your legs from here, but I have no doubt.
They go on forever, I promise.
Baba really? Is now doing the show for free.
It's just outstanding. Outstanding in every way. Okay, here's the important one. Cliff's big question. What do you think is going to make you a perfect fit for Buck's Cabaret in Fort Worth?
Well, like we said, I'm already really seasoned. I'm really professional, but I'm also really fun, and I've been doing it a while. I have a lot of experience. I'm trying to figure out why I wouldn't be the perfect candidate, actually.
My God.
I'm not thinking of anything.
You look like you'd be a lot of fun.
I am a lot of fun.
I mean, just big fun. This is off the course a little bit. What kind of fun do you have at home? What do you enjoy?
Honestly, I play guitar.
Really? Oh, nice.
I like to go to school. I'm kind of nerdy outside of work, I guess.
Yeah. Aren't we all a little bit?
I'm really nerdy.
Except for Charlie.
Like, how nerdy is it?
I'm a video game fanatic. I love God of War. I've beaten all three of them on God mode.
Really? You are, yeah.
Yes.
Autumn's pretty cool too.
You got an alter ego then, don't you?
I do. I'm a gamer nerd.
Yes.
Thank God we don't have a kind of criteria here, Big Cliff, where we're having to eliminate anybody. I love them all.
This is the first time I've ever actually seen Autumn, and let me tell you something. I'm really, really impressed. I've been in the business a long time, and she's at the top of the game. Trust me.
Next week, you guys want to be sure and stay tuned, because next week we'll actually have a Ustream video live.
Absolutely. Yes. We're going to get the webcam up and going.
This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Get a haircut, buttercup.
America's largest weekend morning show, 800-800-RADIO. Check out the podcast at jcwshow.com or johnclaywolf.com.
If you're ready, girls, we're almost up to the time where we like to play a little game called Ask a Stripper.
Let's do it. Give out the number, yeah.
Our number right here is 817-377-4346. 817-377-4346. You can call us. It's the same Nooner crew, me, Bobo, and Turley over there. Plus, we've got Veronica, Autumn, and Tess still with us. Where's Tess?
Oh, she's here.
I'm over here, baby.
I don't want to leave you out, darling.
I'm over here.
You feel free to smile and giggle once in a while, because I can't see you, but I love to hear you.
Jump up and down in the chair, too, for us.
Here's something I've wondered about for a long time, and Bucks is surely going to feature it. I may be wrong there, but in almost every club you get to, there are featured dancers. They come in from out of town. They're on a circuit. They're touring. They'll do Sunday through Friday, Saturday, Is it true that the regular girls always, always, always hate the featured dancers?
Not necessarily. I give girls a chance. I mean, I meet a lot of cool girls in the club. I mean, all of them have a different story. They come from a different background. I meet a lot of cool girls there, so I try not to prejudge.
Right.
So if they're cool and I like them, otherwise I don't really care for them. Huh.
What are some of the? I mean, do they tend to have an ego on them when they come in? Because I've been around a few of them that consider themselves a higher tier.
You know what? I don't really pay it to attention to any of the girls while I'm in there.
Right, you got your mind
on the
work.
It's mostly on the guys, but a lot of the girls that I've met from out of town are cool. I got to say, a lot of the girls that I've worked with some pretty cool girls.
Do you think Autumn is? I mean, is that just a myth?
I think that's actually a myth. Yeah. Pretty much, I like them when they bring in more customers. That's just more money for me.
Ah, there you go.
Well, they're generally people who have had their operation running for at least a few years. Is there something to learn from the features?
I don't really think so. Honestly, well, I've been a featured dancer in the other Jags, and I didn't really like it.
Really?
No. I didn't learn anything from it.
It is a different way to go about it. Okay, here's a good one. And Veronica and I talked about this a little bit earlier. How old do you think, and this is just opinion, okay? How old is too old to be an exotic dancer?
Horrible question.
I think it's a great question.
Are you going to make me do this?
Really? Yes.
Kid's got an answer. Okay, Tess, what do you think?
I have friends.
That's okay. They don't know. You're not talking about them.
Well, no, because there was a lady named Hollywood who worked in the old club where I was out in West Texas. She was beautiful. She was mid-40s, and she was all that. She was all there, you know. It was like Demi Moore.
I don't think there's an age limit on it. Honestly,
she's being PC. She's being PC.
No, actually, there is a... I know a girl. She's 55. She's a grandma, and she is hot.
Okay, really? Really hot.
She's still doing it.
She's got as good of a body as I do.
There's exceptions to the rule.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, I mean, God, guys, girls, don't hate me for saying this. No, I'm not gonna do it. Tell them it's gray.
When the pubes go gray, it's when the pubes go gray. That's when you gotta cut it off.
Okay, shave them off.
When you have to start dying down there, then yeah, you know it's too old to do it.
Take it easy, Tess. Nobody could hate you for saying anything in that.
All right, I didn't say anything, so we're good to go.
Hey, Bobo, I got a question for Ask the Stripper here.
Okay.
What's your best excuse you've used to call in? Because I've seen a dancer go up on stage and she had a horrible pimple on her ass, right? And I'm thinking, wouldn't you use that as an excuse
that
to call in,
gross.
Right?
It was really
disgusting.
Gross.
But
and you were staring at it.
No, I couldn't.
Don't lie.
I couldn't help.
He's a weird boy.
You didn't walk away.
It was just like an accident. It was like a car accident. You just had to stare at it.
That is so gross.
Have you guys had any excuses like that? You use all I have something?
My old manager's in the building, so I'm just going to keep quiet right
come
now.
He's your old manager,
though. Because I've come
up
with some pretty lame excuses.
Okay, he needs to leave. Leave out of the room. Go.
This wasn't you. Okay. It wasn't you. Some of your friends, maybe their excuses they've used. I know you guys got some.
No, we're in the trust tree here. You can say anything you want to.
Right.
No one can hold it against you. This is the forum to say it right here.
I mean, it's definitely up to the girls, but Turley, I think you may have hit the brick wall that is an industry insider. You know? I don't know if they're going to share that.
I know
that
we can reveal that top secret information on the air.
What excuses have you heard? Not you guys giving it in, okay?
I mean, honestly, they're most of the time they're pretty lame. They're, you know, my kid's sick.
My
you know,
cramps.
Someone's in a wreck. Oh, yeah. The cramps.
Flat
the tire. There's no
flat
Midol
tire.
Here.
Oh, I've had one girl that's had 20 dead grandmothers and the sick kid 300 days a year. I mean.
Tell me this, girls. What is with the shoes rule? Is that just Texas or is it everywhere?
You got to have them a certain height. What's the height? Six inches
in Fort Worth. Some places it's actually 8 inches.
The taller, the better.
I mean, it makes your calf muscles look good. It makes your legs look good after a while. It's a workout.
No, I mean the fact that you can't take them off.
Oh, yeah, that's gross. Why do you want to run around the strip club without your shoes on anyways? Keep your shoes on, ladies, please. That's nasty.
Is it a new thing? Because I used to see them all the time.
Oh, God, you need to stop hanging out in those clubs. You need to come to Bucks. You need to come to Bucks.
Darling, you know I'll be at Bucks. If you ladies are there, I'll be there. I will be there.
I'm not going to use a reserve sign. I'm just going to etch your name in the back of the seat.
Thank you, man.
All right, Bobo, I'm going to be that guy, okay?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Which of you guys are into girls?
I like Come boys on. And girls.
Boys and girls, all right.
But I prefer boys.
Veronica?
I think the female body is very beautiful, and how can you not be into it? I don't know. I love women because they're beautiful. I have a relationship with a man, but love women. I love them both. I think they both have a lot to offer.
Fair enough. Tess?
I love girls. I have a lot of girlfriends, but I date guys.
Now, do you guys prefer to, do you prefer to dance for girls over guys sometimes? Because I've heard something.
Meet a lot of cool chicks in the strip club. Actually, girls that come in, like, in couple-wise, mm-hmm. the girls that come with guys are actually the coolest chicks that I meet there. Because, you know, if you're going to go with your guy to the strip club, you know, you're ready to have a good time with some of the girls. So, I prefer both, I'd have to say. I really do.
I think it's a lot harder to stay professional during your dances if they're like a sexy girl, so it makes my job a little harder.
We all know basically what your favorite customer type is, right? You
want to
recap that for me?
Rich.
What's your least favorite customer type? I mean, does it come down to body shape?
The ones that cry.
The ones that cry?
The ones that come in there crying about their wives.
Oh, no.
I've had a guy cry on me before.
Just stay home.
Really?
If you're still depressed, like, come back, you know, when you're ready. When you're ready to move on from that, I'm not a
coward. Oh, my. That's got to make it hard to dance when the guy's crying.
And the creepers. The grabby creepers. Don't grab us. What are you thinking?
The grabby creepers.
This is not.
We got a phone call here for Ask the Stripper, 817-377-4346, 817-377-4346. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to know why Bobo and Pearlie haven't been able to stand up and do the interview.
Actually, I am standing up, but I'm behind a table, so.
My friend, I think the answer to that is obvious. Don't you?
Your table's a little uneven, man. Somebody got to do something with that.
It's unstable, like my life. I'm very consistent. Very, very consistent.
I agree.
Messy. Yeah, I'm messy. I'm unorganized. All kind of stuff. But let's talk about a throwback.
Let's start all over.
I'm really glad that Hannah's here.
She's not? No.
What? Can you go grab her?
No.
Can you grab... Do we have any dancers here in the studio? I'm just kidding. Bobo, today's throwback was a very, very interesting one.
Oh.
It's from back in 2010.
Wow.
When a new strip club in Fort Worth is opening up, and y'all called a lot of strippers in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great day. That was an awesome day.
Tell me what you remember from that day.
I remember five young ladies who came and told us about their occupation, and they ran the gamut between some who were very serious about working in the arts, and I'm not kidding, to a couple who were paying their way through college. Mm-hmm. One was a single mom, and it's a job. It's like Elton John, you know, it's just my job 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, that's what they were there to talk about. And we immensely enjoyed it.
So, do you guys still do stuff like that? Are there entertainers on the show? Do you talk sexy talk with people whenever they come in?
We'd really like to. It's been a long time. I think the fact that two of the team are now married men. And I think their significant others may be uneasy about it. I don't know why we don't do that more.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I don't run things up there.
Now, I'm not the one saying this. I'm just drawing conclusions because I don't know. So please, I'm not saying this. But what I'm hearing is whipped. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
That's a very nice way to put that.
Okay. So do you have any crazy dancer stories? Personal from the show, otherwise, maybe a friend of Bobo's has a crazy stripper story?
Yes.
Okay.
I have about 150 crazy stripper stories.
Give me your favorite.
I will not.
No?
No.
You're not going to divulge on...
What happened at the strip club, stay at the strip club, girl. You know.
Bobo, I'm trying to get some dirt from you.
I'll tell you this. In 1995, I learned that... I was having a child, and I knew that in about 9 months, my income was going to be affected somewhat, and I went to the local strip club and got a job working DJ 6 to midnight, and I did that for about a year and a half, and had a ball.
And she ended up having the baby on stage.
No, it wasn't a dancer that was
down
having
the
baby.
And
it
was there was
another
a baby.
Woman that I knew, but you know, that's me, preemptive strike, right?
She slid down the umbilical cord and there was the baby.
That's in the world of the responsible people, that's called taking care of business.
Okay. I mean, I'm not dissing it. I'm not against it. I just really thought that you'd be like, man, one time this happened. That's right. A good story. That's a responsible
Ginger
story.
Ginger side stage, Auburn to the bar stage. And right now on the main stage, it's Lacey.
Okay, you said you still do wish that we did this kind of stuff. Should we have an open stripper casting calls at some point? maybe we need a show stripper.
Absolutely. I mean, Hannah can't do everything.
Hey, I see everybody on TikTok and man, they're making some moves, so
they're making some money.
Mm-hmm.
I like mm-hmm. that too.
Well, thank you for joining me for this throwback episode. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the John Clay Wolf Show podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Be sure to leave us a nice review. That would be good. And don't forget that you can go to Podbean and get our John Clay Wolf Show Plus podcast, where you can get all the old archive shows. In the meantime, Bobbo and I will continue to still bring you some of the oldies but goodies here.
And to our friends of the radio audience, we bid a pleasant good night.
You have unleashed the wolf.